Well, Nancy, I've got to admit it.
Admit what, Stein?
I've had a change of heart about mail ordering ingredients.
You mean you don't, like, sit online all day and order things?
No, I don't.
In between songs, I mean.
I don't, and I've always kind of poo-pooed it, and I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm never mail ordering food ingredients, even though there were certain kinds of flour, like First Clear flour, that I just could not find in any stores around here.
First Clear, is that a brand?
No, it's not a brand. It's a kind of a flour. It's less refined. It's made from hard wheat. It's a darker, stronger tasting flour. It's the traditional wheat flour used in old school New York deli rye. But I've never used it because it's not available around here. And I didn't want to mail order it for almost $9 for 3 pounds, plus shipping. So I've just used regular bread flour and I beef it up with a little extra gluten powder. But then I started thinking, I don't buy power tools. I don't have any expensive hobbies of any kind. What I like to do is
you
bake.
Don't buy power tools because your wife's got the power tools, right?
Don't you worry about it, Lisa. I'm okay. Plenty handy. But I thought, this is really my hobby. I like to cook and I like to bake. And I'm going to be dead for a really long time. Why shouldn't I mail order this flour rather than look at it, well, this is not economical, I could use something else and so on, right? So I did that. I ordered some First Clear flour. I ordered some coarse rye meal that I made a pumpernickel bread out of. More on that in another show. But the problem is that now the floodgates are open. And I'm looking at mail ordering this Benton's bacon from Tennessee that David Chang raves about. And
people have been raving about that stuff for years.
But here's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it's probably great bacon, but how good could it really be to justify the expense of mail ordering it? And I'm looking at this other stuff that I just found out about, this Carolina gold rice. It's an heirloom kind of rice that's supposed to be the best rice ever.
It is, because I got some, and I wish I had more. So put me on your list if you get a big bag full of that stuff, hound off.
Would you pay $6.95 for 14 ounces plus shipping?
I mean, it just seems like, God, am I a sucker for doing it?
You would? But is it that much better? How much better could it be? How much better could this rice be to justify spending this money to mail order in?
Speaking of rice, Stein, have you used the new rice cooker I had mail order to your front door for your birthday earlier this month?
It's still in the box.
Pull that thing out already. I'm going to waste that $30 plus shipping. Okay. First of all, my guess is you could find that rice somewhere in a specialty store in the greater Seattle area. I know you live in Tacoma, but you're up here all the time.
Well, actually, I'm not. But
and I would suggest the same for bacon.
Well, I just like our local Hempler's bacon. I think that's terrific.
I love that stuff. Yeah. I like the black pepper version.
Yeah. Okay, look, even so, what do you say we do a little taste test? Why don't one of us order some bacon and one of us order some of this Carolina gold rice, and we'll see if it's worth it or not.
Okay, you're on.
Keep watching the skies, eaters, for a subsequent food for thought when Nancy and I report back. Which one do you want to get, Nance?
Bacon.
I was mouthing the word even before you said it.
But
okay,
what I want to know is, what do listeners order?
And what is the stuff that you would like to get but just can't bring yourself to pay the extra money it costs to order it by mail? With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Aiken for the bacon.
Neeson.
He's Dick.
It's mail order madness.
Stein.